For the first time, the Office of Special Counsel has filed an amicus brief. It's stepping into a case that could impact federal whistleblowers. Two Defense Department workers were stripped of their non-critical sensitive status in Berry versus Conyers. Adam Miles is the Director of Policy and Congressional Affairs for that office and joined us now to discuss the case. Mr. Miles, thanks you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good morning.
All right, so tell us the facts in this case. Give us the background here.
Sure. You covered a bit of it, but we're talking about two fairly low-level Defense Department employees who were designated as holding non-critical sensitive positions. And in DOD speak, that means that these positions are positions that DOD says could have a material adverse effect on the national security of the United States. But what we're talking about here is a GS-7 employee at a commissary whose duties involved maintaining inventory like shampoo and other sundry goods, and a fairly low-level accounting technician at DFAS, Defense Finance Accounting Service. And her starting pay was about $27,000. So these two employees were designated as non-critical sensitive, folks that could have a material adverse effect on the national security if they did something wrong. And once those positions were designated as sensitive, DOD took action against these employees. They did a credit search on them, found some negative information in their credit history, and one of them was indefinitely suspended, and one of them was demoted. Typically, when those types of adverse actions happen to employees, they can appeal the case to the Merit Systems Protection Board. And that's been in place since 1978, since the board was created about 35 years ago. However, and that's what these employees did. They appealed their case to the MSPB, and the MSPB said, you know, yeah, this is what we do. We take a look at adverse actions, and we decide if those were appropriate or not. DOD and the Office of Personnel Management decided that that was inappropriate, that because these employees were in sensitive positions, that they shouldn't be able to appeal outside of the agency.
So Adam, let me ask you this, because you look into allegations from federal whistleblowers. That's what the Office of Special Counsel does. Were these whistleblowers or is somehow these two people trying to report any sort of wrongdoing or fraud or anything like that?
No, these two employees didn't say that they were whistleblowers. All they did was try to exercise their normal appeal rights. What OSC is concerned about is that the Federal Circuit said these employees couldn't appeal to the MSPB because the reason that DOD took action against them was based on their ability to hold that sensitive position. And because that impacts national security, the MSPB doesn't have the authority. What OSC is deeply concerned about is that if that Federal Circuit ruling is extended to whistleblower cases, and we've seen this before in the context of much more sensitive positions, those who need access to classified information, then that means that, so just to summarize, the holding would mean, the Federal Circuit's ruling would mean that any time a whistleblower lost his eligibility to hold a sensitive position, even in one of these very low-level positions, they wouldn't be able to raise a whistleblower defense. And so it's an option for agencies, and we're not saying that they would do it, but to circumvent the whistleblower law by stripping employees of their right to hold a sensitive position.
We're speaking with Adam Miles, the Director of Policy and Congressional Affairs for the Office of Special Counsel. So this seems serious to the Office of Special Counsel. Is this why you decided for the first time to enter into a court case as kind of a friend of the court?
It is, yeah, and this is new authority, and so it's actually very good timing, and it sort of highlights the importance of this case. The Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act was just passed by Congress, sort of a landmark bipartisan effort that took 10 years and was in part prompted by Federal Circuit Court decisions that had undermined the scope of whistleblower protections. One of the things that Congress did in that law was give OSC the right to file amicus briefs in courts when a decision would have a significant impact on our ability to protect whistleblowers. That's what's happening here. And again, this case can get a little complex just because of all of the lingo about non-critical sensitive and material adverse impact on national security. But the bottom line is that we're very concerned that agencies, if this ruling were upheld, would be able to circumvent the new rights, the new protections available to whistleblowers by taking away eligibility to hold a sensitive position. We think it's unjustified in the case at hand, and that it and it's unnecessary because OSC and the MSPB, frankly, are fully within their competence and ability to look at cases involving sensitive employees and determine if those eligibility determinations were justified or if they were, you know, or if they were improper because an employee blew the whistle.
This seems like it underscores a long-standing issue in whistleblower protections between those in national security and those other regular, I guess you could say, federal employees. The White House recently signed a directive on national security employees. I'm just wondering if you could put these two Defense Department's employees' situation in context of those protections. I mean, do those protections? I guess they don't apply here. Is that what?
Right, and that's sort of the odd that sort of highlights how odd the OPM and DoD position is in this case. So the White House, the President just put out a directive that protects national security whistleblowers, those in the intelligence community, like the CIA, the DNI, or whatever, and those who have access to classified information. And because there has been, you're right, a sort of a longstanding gap in protections for employees who hold security clearances, what the presidential directive did is it gave them a new right, a new remedy to pursue a whistleblower claim if they have their clearance taken. So there's a gap here again that's created. So that presidential directive didn't cover these lower-level employees whose positions aren't sensitive enough to require access to classified information. So you set up a whole new system for employees in very sensitive positions. You have the existing protections, the ones that OSC and the MSPB enforce, and then you would have a hole for, you know, the commissary worker, in this case, you know, the person who's, stocking the shelves at base commissaries, and he wouldn't have any rights either under the laws that OSC enforces or the new presidential directive.
Adam Miles is the Director of Policy and Congressional Affairs at the Office of Special Counsel. We're going to have to leave it there, but we're going to follow the case. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.